As we take up the Lord's word this evening, let us go to the Lord in prayer.
今天傍晚，当我们学习上帝的话语之前，我们向他祷告吧。
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just come before you this evening to seek your grace.
亲爱的上帝，父，我们来到您跟前，求您赏赐给我们您的恩典吧。
Lord, will you open up your word to us and speak to our hearts?
希望您打开您的话，对我们心里说话。
Help us to understand that there's nothing too hard for you.
帮助我们明白，其实没有任何事你所难成的。
We pray for your blessings in your Son's most precious name.
我们将祷告，求你赐福我们，奉你子的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this evening we are going to continue our study of the theme, Is anything too hard for the Lord?
今天帮我们继续学习我们的正道主题，上帝岂有难成的事吗？
And this was a text that Pastor Mark shared with us last week from Genesis 18.
这是一段上个星期 Mark 牧师从创世纪第十八章跟我们分享的一段经文。
It was a question that God had raised up to Abraham and Sarah.
那是上帝向亚伯拉罕还有撒拉所提的一道问题。
But it's not just a question for them, but it's a question for all of us.
那不单是对他们的一道问题，而是给我们所有的人。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
上帝岂有难成的事吗？
Pastor Mark shared how this was actually a rhetorical question.
Mark 牧师跟我们分享，其实这道问题是一个宣言吧。
Because it's the answer is so obvious that it needs not be answered.
因为那个答案太明显，不需要回答的。
There's nothing that's too hard for the Lord.
上帝没有难成的事。
But why would God ask us this question, even though we know the answer?
不过为什么我们知道的答案，上帝还要这样的问我们呢？
And that's because, even though in theory, we may know the answer, that there's nothing too hard for him.
原因是，虽然在理论上我们知道对上帝没有难成的事，
But deep down inside us,
不过深入我们内心里，
Sometimes when we look at our lives and the challenges that are there,
有时候我们看到我们的人生还有我们的挑战的时候，
We feel that some things are just too hard for God to help.
我们会觉得有些事情连上帝也帮不上忙。
And this is a struggle that doesn't just affect ordinary believers.
这个挣扎不单是牵涉信徒们。
In fact, it affected even people who became great servants of God.
这些伟大的上帝的仆人也有这个难题。
And this evening, we're going to take a look at one such servant.
今天傍晚我们就要来看这样的一位的仆人。
And it's this person called Moses.
这个人叫摩西了。
Now, many of us are familiar with Moses.
我们大多数人对摩西都不觉得陌生。
He is one of the most outstanding servants in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里啊，是一位杰出的门徒的。
Now, he's well known for being the one to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
他很出名的就是带领以色列的子民从埃及逃离的。
He performed signs and wonders before the king of Egypt.
他在这个埃及王前面有显现异象的。
And when he led the people out of Egypt, the Egyptians tried to chase after them.
当他把众人从埃及解救出来的时候，
He's the one who parted the Red Sea.
他也撇开这个红海的。
And you know, Moses was the one whom God gave the Ten Commandments to.
摩西也是上帝所给的十大的诫命的一个人。
Moses was truly an outstanding servant of God.
摩西的确是上帝杰出的一位仆人。
But did Moses start out feeling this confident about his calling, about just the ministry that God had called him to?
不过摩西从开始的时候就对他的呼召这样的有信心吗？
And the answer was no.
答案是没有的。
He was not confident at all. In fact, he struggled with this idea that he could actually do this.
其实他先前是没有信心的，他对要做的这件事，感到灰心的。
He felt that doing this was something too hard for God to help.
他觉得他要做的这件事，连上帝也觉得难帮上忙了。
And this evening we're going to look at a text to help us to understand Moses' struggle, and it's Exodus 3.
今天傍晚我们要看出埃及记第三章来看摩西的挣扎。
Here is where we see how Moses' calling to serve God began.
我们能在这里看到他备受上帝呼召的那一刻。
And before we go into Exodus 3, we need to understand a bit of background on Moses.
我们在学习出埃及记第三章之前来了解摩西的一些背景吧。
What was he like before he began his ministry to serve the Lord?
在他开始侍奉上帝施工的时候，他是怎样的一个人？
And you know, Moses, he was born as an Israelite.
摩西啊，他是以一个以色列人出生的。
But when he was a baby, the king of Egypt wanted to kill all the male babies who are Israelites.
当他还是婴孩的时候，那个埃及王要杀害所有以色列的婴儿的。
So his parents put him in a basket and put him out in the river, by the riverbank, and he went on in the river.
所以父母亲就把他放在一个篮子里，放到河流。这样的流走了。
And you know, the daughter of Pharaoh found him, had compassion on him, and took him, adopted him as her own son.
这个法老的女儿找到了他，可怜了他，就收养了他。
And so Moses lived in royalty in the palace of Egypt for the first 40 years of his life.
所以摩西啊，在他前14年里，他活在这个埃及的皇室家族里。
He was well educated, he was well provided for.
他受很好的教育，有所有的供应的。
But all this changed one day when he made a very rash decision.
不过有一天，这一切都改变了，因为他冲动地做了一个决定。
So one day he decided to go and see his fellow Israelites to see how they were suffering in Egypt.
有一天他决定去探望他以色列的同胞们，看他们怎样的受苦。
And he encountered an Egyptian who was beating one of his fellow Israelites.
他碰到了一个埃及人正在打这个以色列的同胞们。
So out of a sense of injustice, vengeance, he acted and he ended up killing the Egyptian.
那个时候他气愤报复，就把那个埃及人打死了。
And you know, this became news, and the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, found out about this.
后来这成为新闻，那个埃及法老知道了这件事。
And he wanted to kill him.
他要杀他。
So Moses fled from Egypt for his life.
所以摩西就从埃及逃命了。
He went to a place called Midian where he lived.
他到了米甸这个地方居住了。
He became a shepherd.
他成为了一个牧者。
He got married, started a family.
他结了婚，组织了家庭。
And he lived like that for the next 40 years of his life.
在接下来的40年里，他就这样的过活。
So if we look at Moses' life at this point before he began serving God, what was his life like?
所以你来看，在他侍奉上帝之前，他的生命是如何的呢？
You could say that it was one that was not very significant.
其实他的人生不算是很出众的。
He was just a shepherd, he was a fugitive, he was 80 years old.
他是一个牧羊者，八十岁了，逃命者。
You know, up until then, life was really insignificant.
到了那一刻，他的生命，没有什么了不起的。
But God would still use a man like Moses to be a part of His wonderful plan.
不过，在上帝美好的计划里，他还是使用了这样的一个人。
And we're going to take a look at this in Exodus 3.
我们要在出埃及记第三章里看到。
So we see in Exodus 3, the first verse, Moses was one day out there tending to the flock, his father-in-law's sheep.
所以有一天在第一章，我们读到摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司的羊群。
And then when he came to the mountain of God, that's where God decided to meet him.
后来他到了神的山，神就决定带领他。
And God appeared to him in a bush.In a flame of fire from the midst of a bush.
上帝就在那个 荆棘的火焰里显现给他看。
So Moses saw a bush, it was burning fire, but it was not consumed.
所以摩西看到一个荆棘着火了，不过却没有烧掉。
And Moses must have been puzzled, you know, he said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burning.
他摩西就想不通这件事，他就说我要过去看这大异象。
And right at that point, God spoke directly to Moses.
就在那一刻，上帝直接地对他说话。
He said, Moses, Moses.
他说，摩西，摩西。
And he began to introduce himself. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
上帝就自我介绍了，他说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神。
And he began to reveal his wonderful plan to Moses.
他把他美好的计划向摩西显现出来。
In verse 7 it reads, I have surely seen the oppression of my people.
在第七节里他说了，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我都看见了。
I see how they are suffering in the land of Egypt. I hear their sorrow, their cry.
我知道他们在埃及受的苦，他们的哀求。
In verse 8, now, so I have comedown to deliver them out of the land of Egypt.
所以我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I'm going to bring them to a good and wonderful land.
我要把他们带到美好的地里。
Flowing with milk and honey.
那里有宽阔流奶以蜜之地。
And then God began to share with Moses how he was going to be a part of this plan.
上帝就跟摩西分享他如何将会成为这个计划的一部分。
Verse 10, Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
在第十节里，他说到，故此，我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
You can imagine how awesome this must have been for Moses.
你可以想象，这对摩西来说是一件惊叹的事。
You know, he was just going about doing his usual business, same old every day.
他本来是每天照他平常的生活过活的。
And suddenly, God appeared to him.
突然间，上帝向他显现。
God appeared to him in a very miraculous way, a bush that does not burn.
上帝以一个很神迹的方法向他显明。
God spoke to him directly and introduced himself to him.
上帝直接对他说话，并且自我介绍。
God shared his wonderful plan with Moses.
上帝把他美好的计划跟摩西分享了。
And you think that someone who encounters God like that, you know, experiences all these things will be one that's uplifted, inspired, and filled with faith after that.
我们本来以为这样一个人有这样的经历，应该受到很大的激发，对不对？
But that was not the case.
不过情况却不是这样。
Now we see how Moses responded. He was not one of faith.
我们来看摩西怎样的回应，不是凭信。
And in verse 11, we see how Moses responded to God. He said these three words.
我们在十一节里看到摩西对上帝的反应，他说了三句话。
Who am I?
我是什么人？
Who am I?
我是什么人呢？
Who am I to go to Pharaoh? And who am I to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
我是什么人竟能去见法老？我是什么人能够将以色列从埃及领出来呢？
And see, when Moses asked God that, he wasn't asking God to tell him who he was.
当摩西这样问上帝的，不是要上帝告诉他是谁的。
Tell me how wonderful I am, how great I am.
不是说他的好话的。
Underlying that question was actually a sense of doubtfulness.
在那道问题的背后，他是有犹豫的。
What he was really trying to tell God was that, are you serious?
他其实是要告诉上帝，你真的是这个意思吗？
I'm not the right man. Are you? I don't think I'm the right man for the job.
我不觉得我是适当做这份工作的人。
I think you have made a wrong choice. You made a mistake.
我觉得你选错人了。
Who am I?
我是什么人？
And why would Moses respond like that? I mean, when we hear this, we can understand why Moses would respond like that. Why would he respond like that?
为什么摩西这样的回应呢？
And that's just simply because when Moses heard God's plan for him, he was not looking at it from God's standpoint.
原因是当他听到上帝的计划的时候，他不是凭他的眼光来判断的。
Instead, he was looking at it from his own standpoint.
他是从自己的观点来看。
He was looking at himself.
从自己本身来看。
Now see, what were the things that could possibly have been on his mind?
到底有些事是在他脑子里呢？
One, his age.
第一，他的年龄。
80 years old.
80岁了。
You know, at 80, we sometimes feel that it's quite old.
83, 我们有时候觉得太老了。
You know, it's common to hear older people say, oh, 我老了。
我们时常听到年长的人说老了。
不行啊。
不行啊。
And you know, sometimes when we look at our age, we could feel that it's a limiting factor.
有时候我们看我们自己的年龄的时候，觉得是一个局限的因素。
When we feel that we are young, we are strong, we have energy, we can do things.
我们觉得我们年轻的时候有精力可以办事的。
But when we reach this point, this age of ours, of Moses,
不过当我们到达摩西的这个年龄的时候，
we begin to feel that perhaps we are not up to the challenges to cope in our life.
我们觉得我们无法应付人生的挑战了。
What else could have been on his mind? The fact that, you know, he was a nobody.
还有什么是在他脑海里？他觉得他不是一个大人物。
He's just a shepherd.
他不过是一个牧者。
He's a king of Egypt.
这是埃及的王。
Yes. No comparison. How is he to approach him?
怎么比得了？怎样的亲近他
？He felt out of touch as well.
他也觉得脱离了现实。
He had been away for 40 years from the children of Israel.
他从以色列子民，他离开他们已经40年了。
You know, one generation has passed, and another generation has grown up.
一代已经过去，年幼的已经长大了。
He wouldn't know them, don't know what they're like, how they are like.
他不认识他们，不知道他们生活如何。
And sometimes we can feel that in society today.
有时候我们今天社会里也有这样的同感。
You know, things are moving so quickly.Technology is coming up very quickly. Robots cleaning our hospitals.
今天的那个科技的步伐多么的快，机器人在清理我们的医院了。
And sometimes it's just so hard to keep up with the advancements and the developments in society. And we feel that it's hard to cope with life.
要跟得上社会的那个进展，有时候不容易的。
And what else? Moses could be looking at the fact that he had no little knowledge.
其他可能摩西。在想的问题是他没有知识的。
In verse 13, he said that if I go to the children of Israel, I tell them that God has sent me to them, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I tell them?
摩西在第十三节里，他对神说：“我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们的祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？”
See Moses.Felt that he had nothing to share with them about God.
摩西觉得他没有能够跟他们分享关于上帝的。
And you see, this was Moses' problem. He kept looking and thinking about all these things in his life.
这就是摩西的问题啦。他一直被这些难题困扰。
The more he thought about it, the more fearful and doubtful he became.
他更加的思考，就更多的犹豫。
And that's when he felt that this was something too hard for God to do.
他这个时候就觉得这件事不容易，上帝能够完成。
And for many of us, this is how we feel when we look at life sometimes.
这对我们来说，很多时候我们对人生的时候都有同感。
We look at the health challenges that are there, the family problems that are there.
我们看到健康上的问题，家庭里的问题。
We look at the problems in our job, the problems in finances.
我们看到工作上的问题，财务上的问题。
And the more we think about them, the more we look at it from our standpoint about ourselves, our standpoint, we find that it's just so hard for God to help.
如果我们这样的想，而且并且从我们的观点来看，会觉得上帝帮不上忙。
Now what was God's answer to Moses?
不过上帝对摩西的答复是什么呢？
What was God's answer to us?
上帝给我们的答复是什么呢？
God knew that Moses was struggling.
上帝知道摩西正在挣扎着。
And this was his answer for Moses.
这就是他给摩西的答复。
Focus on him.
就是专注于他。
see in verse 12, when Moses asked that question, who am I? This was God's reply.
比如说在第十节，当摩西问他是什么人，上帝的回复是这样。
I will certainly be with you.
神说我必与你同在。
Don't worry about who you are, what you can do, what you cannot do.
别担心你是什么人，你所能够成什么事。
I will be with you to help you.
我必与你同在，帮助你。
In verse 17, we see him say, I have said I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt.
我也说我要从将你们从埃及的困苦里领出来。
I have given my promise to the children of Israel.
我已经给了以色列后裔的应许。
I am going to fulfill it.
我将会实现这些。
Verse 20, when the king of Egypt will not let you go, I will stretch out my hand and will strike Egypt with all my wonders.
在第二十节，当埃及王不容你离去的时候，我必伸手在埃及中实行我一切的奇事。
Don't worry, my power will be there to help you.
别担心，我的力量会在那一刻帮你。
And verse 21, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go, you shall not go empty-handed.
在二十一节里说到，我必教你们在埃及人眼前蒙恩，你们去的时候。就不至于空手而去。
I will be there to provide for you.
我会在那里供给你一切。
And this is God's answer to Moses.
这就是上帝对摩西的答复。
Stop looking at yourself, your problems, your standpoint.
别再看自己，从自己的观点看。
Focus on me instead.
反而专注我。
I'm going to be with you.
我必与你同在。
I will fulfill my promises.
我会愿我对你的应许。
My power and my provision will be there for you.
我的力量，我的供给会给你。
All you need to do is exercise faith to look at me.
你唯一要做的事是凭信专注于我。
Stop looking at yourself, your standpoint.
别再从自己的观点看自己。
Start looking at me.
开始仰望我。
This is something for all of us to consider this evening.
这是我们今天傍晚大家都要来考虑的。
Can we exercise faith to look and focus on God instead?
我们可以反而凭信的来仰望上帝吗？
You know, the challenges and the problems will be there in life.
在人生的难题挑战都是存在的。
But God's answer to us is not that he's going to remove all of that.
上帝的答复不是把这些都拿走的。
His answer.Focus on me.
他的答案是专注于我。
Can I just share how this was such a personal passage for my own life?
对我个人的人生，这是对我直接说话的。
This was actually one of the texts that made a difference in me deciding to consider to join the full-time ministry.
当我决定做全职侍奉的时候。这段经文对我说话了。
About 4 years ago, when I first asked Pastor about the full-time ministry, you know, one of the things that I felt at the start was that it's impossible for me to become a pastor.
四年前，当我考虑做全职侍奉的时候，跟牧师谈话了，我觉得我没有办法当牧师的。
I felt that it was something that was really hard.
我觉得这是一件很难的事。
I spoke to Pastor, and when he told me that you know, I could seriously consider this, how God can work in my life. You know, initially, there was joy.
我跟牧师谈话的时候，他要我考虑的。
You know, I was thinking about it for over a year, and finally, when he answered, it's possible. You know, it's like a dream that could become a reality.
我考虑了一年多的时间，牧师告诉我这是一个能够圆的梦。
But what came very quickly after that?Was a great sense of fear.
当时过后，心里感到那个恐惧的。
I remember going home after talking to Pastor that night, and I went back and I was actually trembling.
我记得当晚跟牧师说完后回家的时候，害怕发抖的。
I was just trembling with fear that is this even possible?
当时发抖害怕，这能够成的吗？成事吗
？And the negative thoughts started to come.
当时负面的思想开始来了。
Yeah, I thought, I've only been in 4 years in Bethany. really, can I actually serve as a full-time servant?
当时我想，我在伯大尼堂只不过四年，能够当牧师吗？
Many people in Bethany don't know who I am.
很多人在伯大尼堂都不认识我的。
I don't have much experience in ministry. I don't have much knowledge of the Bible.
我对事工没有经验，对圣经也认识不多。
Can I actually do this?
我能够做这件事吗？
But what made a difference was this text here.
不过这段经文最后做出让我做出重大决定。
My pastor shared a few texts with me, tell me go back and read, encourage me to read.
牧师也跟我分享了几段经文，要我回去看。
And as I read Exodus 3, as I read this, I identified very much with Moses.
当我读了出埃及记第三章，我跟摩西可以认同了。
But what was more important was God's answer to me from this text.
不过更重要的是上帝从这段经文给我的答复。
Focus on me.
专注于我。
I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
I will fulfill my promises to you.
我会圆我对你的应许。
My power will be with you.
我的力量会与你同在。
I will provide for you.
我会为你征战。
Stop thinking about all these funny thoughts.
别再胡思乱想。
Start focusing on me instead.
反而开始专注于我。
And this was a text that changed the way I looked at the full-time ministry.
这段经文就改变了我对全职侍奉的观点。
And it's actually become a very precious text over the years.
这些年来，这段经文对我非常宝贵的。
Yeah, are there still struggles in my life? Yes.
我在我的人生里还是有挣扎的。
Do I struggle with this path that I've chosen? Yes.
我对于我选的这道路有挣扎的。
Yeah, I learned to struggle better, but it still come.
虽然挣扎比较好，不过还是挣扎的。
Each time I struggle, I go back to this.
每当我挣扎的时候，我就回到这里。
Focus on God instead.
反而专注于上帝。
His presence, His promises, His power, His provision.
他的同在，他的应许，他在我们的身边。
It's all about Him.
其实是关于他。
And my part, exercise faith to trust Him and to follow through.
我的本分是凭信来追寻他。
As we come to close this evening, this is something for us to think about.
今天傍晚当我们结束的时候，这是我们要来考虑的。
Can we learn to exercise our faith in God?
我们能否学习凭信仰望他呢？
There's truly nothing too hard for Him.
的确没有对上帝难成的事。
Our part, stop looking at ourselves, start looking at Him instead.
我们的分内要做的是不看自己，而是仰望于他。
And may we learn to do this and make this a part of our life.
希望我们都能够做到这件事，成为我们生命的一部分。
Let us go to the Lord and pray.
让我们向上帝祷告吧。
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father,
亲爱的上帝父啊，
help us to focus on you as we look at the challenges in our life.
当我们看到我们人生的难题的时候，帮助我们专注于您吧。
Help us to stop looking at our problems at the things from our standpoint how we cannot make it.
帮助我们不要从我们自己的观点看我们的难题，觉得办不到。
Help us to focus on you instead.
帮助我们反而专注于您。
To believe that as we trust you and as we follow through.
来相信，当我们追寻您的时候。
You'll be there to help us.
您必在那里帮我们。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
上帝，我们把这段时间交托于您。
In the Son's most precious name.
凭你儿子最宝贵的名而求。
Amen.